And praise God that He allows us to just glory in His wonderful Word. We'll go ahead and read again verses 10 through 18. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." And tonight, we're going into that 17th verse, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And there's maybe not a more powerful phrase, praise His name, in the entire Word of God. And the armor tonight is going to reveal to us its first and really only offensive piece, which is the sword. Every bit of the armor thus far, brothers and sisters, and that we will read, truly becomes that of protection. And the sword is a continuation of the protection, and that is for sure. But this sword is the all-powerful sword, the sharper than any two-edged sword. And this sword, brothers and sisters, the same sword from the very beginning, by whom all things are made, by whom all things consist, by whom all things hold together. And this is the sword that in Revelation chapter 19, verses 15 and 21, and then also in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 8, will proceed out of His mouth and smite the nations and the enemy and all the wicked. The Word, praise God, this Word of God. Hallelujah. Isn't that mighty? To think, praise His name, that it's on my nightstand, it's in my car, it's on my desk, but most importantly, it's written across my heart. Amen? Amen. Praise His name. And now this sword, brothers and sisters, is to be taken and taken into our hands. And I'm always grateful to God that, and I pray He would always encourage us. Do you realize the grace just to take the Word of God in your hands? And lift this up to your eyes and to read it and to believe it and to rejoice in it and understand just a little bit of what it really is. Don't ever think you know too much. I always say, Lord, just a little, here a little, there a little. Praise His name. And how humbling it is to think the I Am, praise God, is coming before us. Now, we take this in our hands, brothers and sisters, and the Word is told us here. So to stand, withstand, and having done all, stand. This is the boldness of the Lord coming forth when we hold up and hold aright that wonderful sword of the Spirit, brothers and sisters. This is boldness coming forth. Aggressive engagement, active faith. But I love to think of it as passion. Praise God, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God. Hallelujah unto salvation. We know this and praise His name when we hold it and we hold it up and we know it's by grace. We know it's the anointing of His Spirit. We truly are saying, Lord, I believe You. You are all powerful. Thanks be to God. Nothing can come against this. You are for me. And in this passion, brothers and sisters, it causes us to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And I pray tonight that God really give us a heart visual, not just a visual, but a heart visual of really what this is, that He has called you to be a good soldier, that He has called you to be the mighty man of Jesus Christ, the mighty man. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. Know this, conquering every foe, not backing down one bit, but standing sure and always for the whole counsel of God. God, help us not to let these things slip. Huh? Putting it into remembrance. I appreciate you seeing the love of God and knowing that you come. You don't come just to take attendance. Praise God. You're coming to put these things in remembrance. And thanks be to God that that's what it is it is His grace that brings us here. That we love the Word of God. And it speaks to us. And hallelujah. The love of the saints. It's the love of the truth that God is bringing forth. And bringing forth in us and in this meeting. Now notice here. First, it's the sword of the Spirit. Now remember this. That the very first piece of the armor laid that truth in our hearts. Our loins girt about with truth. It was put on. It was a precious thing. God enabled us to take that loin, those armor, and put it about us in the girt about loins with truth. I was thinking from a child, we have known the Scriptures. We've grown up in them. Some of you say, well, I didn't come in here as a child. Oh, yes, you did. Every one of us started as a child with God. We are the children of the King. But you started as a child. I know a lot of them like to think, and I remember at times, oh, I'm ready. I remember as the zeal came, but it wasn't according to knowledge. Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready. I was ready to sit down. That's all I was ready to do. Sit down and listen. And you know what? I pray we never, ever leave that place. And I hope you understand. I'm talking to me every day. Lord, let me sit down. Be quiet. Be still. He doesn't tell you shut up. He says, just be still, honey. He doesn't do that to us. He just says, be still. Know that I am God. Hallelujah. Isn't he a loving God? He's a lot more loving than we are. But here it is. From a child, I was thinking. And then we get this anointing that God is bringing out here. And truly, see, this is a spirit anointing power. This is a better thing for us. I love my brothers and sisters in that Old Testament. How they lived and loved and apprehended all those promises and all by faith. But as Christ told us through Brother Paul in Hebrews, and yet a better thing. Better things. Hallelujah. For us. I mean, I stand back in amazement and think, Lord, how could it be? How could it be? But you know what? I know those brothers and sisters of the Old Testament. They stood back and say, Lord, how could it be? Moses told us very clearly, Lord, you should just be wiping us all out, me included. God would encourage him, but oh, how precious. That Moses became such a man of God. He knew the ways of God. He was able to encourage the very heart of God. You don't think you encourage him just a bit? Know who you are in Christ. God help us. God help us to know truly how much God does need us. He does. He wants your love. He needs that fellowship. He covets that more than anything. Isn't that precious to know? Praise His name. We're nothing without Him. Don't go off on some wrong tangent. I'm not trying to go there. But He does. He set it up that He needs our love. Praise His name. All right. Now this is the Holy Spirit we're talking about here. This is the Comforter, the sword of the Spirit. The guide into all truth, the inspirer of the soul, to take this anointed sword and allow the Spirit to wield it in our hands. See, even though we take it by God's grace, He still wields it. Isn't that wonderful? I am so grateful to Him. It's not like, well, I just got something, now what am I going to do with it? Praise His name. The Spirit enables. It's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. It's the power of my might. Also known as the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Again, we're His workmanship. He does this. Oftentimes we grow in knowledge. In grace and knowledge. Amen? See, sometimes we get so puffed up, we think, oh, well, I'm the wielder of the sword. No, you're not. His grace does that. His Spirit, by my Spirit, saith the Lord. I pray that gives you comfort. It's beginning to give me more and more comfort in my life, like I can't even tell you. And how often I hear from people, I want to do something. No. No. Let Him do something. Let Him do everything. That's the beauty of it. Hallelujah. We are His workmanship. And everything that we're created in is Him. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that marvelous? That I know, Lord, this that's come up against me, it's too much for me. But I'm glad it's You. I'm glad it's Christ in me that's apprehending this glory. Christ in me is the hope of glory. Praise God for this. May we settle down in it and truly just love it. But see, brothers and sisters, when we take this sword of the Spirit and we take it into our hands, this is when the truth becomes truth in love. It is. This is when truth becomes truth in love. That you become in love with the truth. This is when truth becomes Spirit in truth. See, the Holy Spirit is the one. We said this a little bit earlier. He takes the love of God and He sheds it abroad in your heart. Amen? Amen. We know the Word of God tells us that. And we understand that it is faith which worketh by love. And this is all powerful time, brothers and sisters. This is why it is so important to settle down in the Spirit. Dwell in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. I hear it often. Well, how do I know? The fruit of the Spirit. That's the evidence. The love. The love. That's the first thing. How do you love? Is it, well, I love you not. I love you. That isn't His love, is it? Right there I know I'm not walking in the Spirit. I don't. Because that's not the fruit of the Spirit. It's just love. It's God's love. It loves without any hypocrisy, no dissimulation. It's pure. It's always. And then what follows, oh my goodness, the joy and the peace and the rest, all of those things. The long-suffering, the meekness. It's no mystery here, is it? And it's not fruits. It's fruit. Okay? I'm either serving God or I'm serving mammon. All right? So you understand, you can't do that. Only His grace can. Praise God. All right. I think we're getting somewhere. Thank you, Jesus. Now, do we recall the cherubim study? And I was just encouraged in my heart about this. The cherubim, those four living ones. Such a mighty type and shadow of the wife that will make herself ready. That is the bridal type there. And we see that cherubim all the way through, even in the four living ones in Revelation. Well, as we recall that, her first introduction, and I will say she, is Genesis 3:24. And she's standing there in type after Adam and Eve have been cast out of the garden. And there the cherubims are with the flaming sword. Isn't that wonderful? The cherubims are there with the flaming sword, and they turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. And by the grace of God, it's never stopped. It never ends. She keeps the flaming sword, the way of the tree of life. The sword and the bride, brothers and sisters, are the inseparable two. Always have been. Praise be to God. They light each other up, don't they? Yeah, the flaming sword. And then you read about those cherubim. They're fiery ones. You know how that is when you're really in love with somebody. Let me tell you something. It's burning. You love to be together. Come on now. And that's what the Lord does. finally everything just kind of seems a little bit pale in light of being with Jesus Christ. Just sitting down with Him. That, no, we're never alone. He's the satisfier of my soul. Oh Lord, I had my attention on this or that for a while, but you know, you got a hold of me again. I'm just looking at you, and you know what? You're really all I have. Amen? Amen. That's all we got. And we got everything in that. So don't think that you're lacking anything. But isn't it wonderful that that is again this wonderful sword and the bride are the inseparable two. Truth in love with the truth, spirit in truth. No wonder the Word of God always encourages us not to just be filled with the Holy Ghost, but to be full of the Holy Ghost. Not just to be filled with the fullness of God, but filled with all the fullness of God. I have to tell you, oftentimes, there's an hour that goes by or more. The Lord hits me with that, and it just stops. My mind has left the room. I can't comprehend this, Lord, but You said that I might be filled with all the fullness of God. Praise His name. This is where we're at, brothers and sisters. See, you would not receive this message unless God has given you the readiness for it. Do you realize that? He prepares His vessels. This isn't an accident that we come into here and we hear this marvelous gospel. His royalty to share. Isn't that wonderful, Brother Copley? My goodness, he apprehended that. Sister Bodie, Brother Hill, he would dance across here. I know at times I'm levitating. Praise His name. It's just good. It's just wonderful. And praise God, His grace found us. Hallelujah. But it's the Spirit, brothers and sisters, that causes us to take it. Apprehend, embrace the sword. It's the sword of the Spirit. Listen to that. It's the sword of the Spirit. The Spirit is the one who has this sword, taking the things of Christ and making them ours, taking the things of Christ and showing them unto us. Walking in the Spirit takes this sword. By my Spirit, saith the Lord, this is the power of His might, the Holy Spirit. And He goes on to say, and ye shall have power. And ye shall have power after He, the Holy Ghost, is come upon you. Isn't that wonderful? See, again, to those disciples, they had the Word. They held the Word. They touched the Word. There was even one of them, and I'm sure many more of them, but at least one, that laid his head upon the Word's breast. Oh, yes, he did. Praise God. But until the Spirit would come in to dwell, in to reign, they would never be empowered to take up and hold the sword like He's calling us to do at this time. The Holy Ghost could only empower to do that. In all of it, He will guide you into all truth. I marvel at that. I mean, those were some excited brothers. They loved the Lord. They left a lot of things. They were ridiculed, shamed. A lot of experiences were going on. Jesus Christ had dwelt with them for some 3.5 years. And yet, all He could say, I have many things to say unto you. But you know what? You can't bear them now. You can't understand them. But when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. Oh, hallelujah. Now be patient in this, brothers and sisters. And that's for Sunday. It really is. Be patient with these things. Calling those things that are as though they were. If you haven't received the Holy Spirit, be patient. Be patient. Wait upon the Lord. Seen many a people get defeated in that. Wait on Him. He wants it more than you do. All right? Okay. Now apply that. Be patient. He'll fulfill that promised what He shall do. But here it goes. The Spirit again enables. And as He was speaking to these disciples, they knew that the Spirit would come and praise God, empowering them to hold up this sword. Now, In this text, more accurately, it is quoted, the sword of the Spirit, which is a word of God. It's not the word of God, it's a word of God. See, this is speaking of specific inspiration. This is speaking of the Spirit powering for every situation. Hallelujah. This is the life that is living the word of God and lives by it is written. Isn't that wonderful that you can find an answer for everything, a victory for everything in the word of God? Do not try to approach this life with this. I've done it. It doesn't work. I don't even go approach this life with this, meaning my emotion, my passion, my principle. Boy, all of those. Failure, flop, discouraged. Amen? We face it with this. The everything. Praise God. And there isn't anything that we will ever face that God doesn't give you the sufficiency for. And all of it. And in all things. Superabounding. Exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think abundant in His Word. Don't look to other places. Look to the Word of God. Put your confidence in this. Put your absolute trust and confidence. Let it be. Because it is. It's your life. You've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. And who lives in you? Christ. Here you go. Liveth in me. Praise the Lord. How'd you like to live in this natural body without oxygen? Huh? How about living in this natural body and we'll take out all my blood and we'll try some oil or something like that? Not going to work. Christ lives in you. Praise God. Feed on the Word. Praise God. Let it just seep in and soak and saturate in it. But see, it is written. And those are the blows that we are enabled to give the enemy just as Christ did. See, each time we believe the promise of God and say it is written, it's like bam. Pow. Smack. Whatever you want to think. Take that old devil. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And that's how He, praise God, led us and showed us how we face this world. It is written. See, when a word is needed, brothers and sisters, the Spirit gives us utterance. He causes and even speaks the words that we ought to say. He even speaks the words that we should pray. Let Him do it. Don't try to think of things. Just let Him speak. And remember, these words, brothers and sisters, are there because at the very beginning, we put on, we girt about ourselves with the loin, on the loins, the girt about with truth. And the shield of faith then believes the Word of God. And then I was thinking, praise God, next week, oh my goodness, the love that readies that sword. How could you not jump ahead to the seventh piece sometimes? It's just so wonderful how it all works together and it gets so exciting that, you know, God, I know this man could have never done this. It had to be you. And it is you that's doing it anyways. You're doing and performing the good work. Now, brothers and sisters, it's always been, as we've said earlier, by my Spirit, saith the Lord. The sword of the Lord. That's what Gideon cried out with those 300 men. The sword of the Lord. You need to start yelling that out in your house. The sword of the Lord. You're going to scare somebody. Probably they don't know what you're talking about. Say that in work. They might call the police. But you can point to Scripture and then they'll really lock you up. But the sword always hews to pieces our enemies. Know this. The sword goes before us in our battle. Isn't that wonderful? I've never seen people raise a sword up like this when they go into battle. Huh? It's out here. Amen. It's before us. It is the encouragement. It's the power, praise God. It's the sword of the Spirit. It goes before us in our battles. And we know that nothing's more powerful in it. Nothing can stand against the word of truth. Everything will come up against it, brothers and sisters. God will allow us to be tried. He will. Huh? calling those things that are as though they were. I was having trouble quoting that, and that sister had to help me a few times. I got it now. Sometimes I have a hard time quoting things. Thank you, sister. I want to. I'm just thankful I know things. Praise God. Okay? So we'll just look to Him. And it's the Spirit, the anointing of the Spirit, that causes us to be skillful in this swordsmanship. How He causes us to wield the sword, rightfully dividing, and in that more than conquerors. You think about this. Legality starting to play with your mind, maybe starting to bind you up again. Man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Whew. Huh? Oh, I failed so miserably. I knew better than that. Oh, I'm just guilt-ridden. Woo-boo-hoo-hoo. How about there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus? Amen? Huh? Oh, I lost my job, my home. No more bank account. They're at my door. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. And you are called to His purpose. I just know this. Know it, brothers and sisters. Body ravaged with sickness and disease. Have they written you off and all the fear is around you? Job and his three familiar friends? Boy, they know how to encourage. A wife that maybe even comes and says, oh, just curse God and die. You're bad luck, man. Get out of my sight. Plague ridden. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Enough said. Come on now. Man, he hit me again the other day and I mentioned it to you. By my stripe. That stripe of death, ye are healed. And I'm crucified together with Him. He took me into that. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. I'm preaching to you Sunday's message, I guess. You needed some sufficient witness because you can see it all over. Calling those things that are as though they were. That's what the sword does. Do you understand that? That's it. You're finished, enemy. And oftentimes I have to tell you, He really lets me see I'm not even really holding it. Lord, I didn't even have the strength. I really didn't fully believe You. But Your grace time and time and time and time again gets me over the top. How many times He just rescues me, you know, from myself? All the time. Praise His name. You see this sword, brothers and sisters. Brother Hill says this in his study on the armor. This sword is His plan and His purpose. You know, I can't read sometimes His things without just gushing, really. So I can hear Him. I can hear those words. That faith and love. God, thank You that I follow that. Thank You that we follow Paul as he followed Christ. But the sword is His plan and purpose. It's His mind. And it's His mind that only sees the unstoppable and unmovable plan of God for us. Praise God. Amen. See, do we see why Paul's gospel is so vital, so important to our walk, so important to a complete and perfect victory? He is the vessel that was chosen of God to definitely bring out the purpose and value, brothers and sisters, of suffering. That the trial of our faith is the most precious and bountiful moments of our lives. That truly when we are weak in self, then we are strong in the Lord. that the infirmities that man, and I'm talking about even our flesh, so despises. We don't like to be uncomfortable, admit it. Oh, I like this trial, Lord. It's a good one. 5 minutes, let's get out. Come on, you know it. He might have you in that trial till Jesus come. I don't know. He might have that thorn, an appointed thorn, until you see Him face to face. Yeah. And that thorn can come in a lot of different assortments. Amen. Sometimes you can see Him. Hunting with that dog, I've often, you know, you get them cockaburs, you can see those. And, you know, they hurt. And then you get them toad heads and all, and they can hurt and all. But sometimes it's the ones I can't even see that hurt the most. Sometimes the ones I can't even see are the ones that get infected and really get me a problem. I'm glad He sees them, aren't you? Amen. Yeah. Search me, O Lord. Oh, I need some searching. Thank God nothing gets by Him. All right. But this is the plan and purpose of God. That truly when we are weak in self, then we're strong in the Lord. That the infirmities that man despises are actually to our glory, because it's the must needs time for the Lord in our lives that has the very power of Christ resting upon us. Everybody I hear says, oh, I want to get close to the Lord. Oh, I want to get close to the Lord. Are you sure you want to get close to the Lord? Come on now, do you know what you're saying? He draws nigh to who? A broken heart. I don't like a broken heart. I don't often at all. A contrite spirit? Oh, but I want to be close to the Lord, but not in that way. Don't work. Amen? Amen. Oh, I want the very power of Christ resting upon me, and I know it's only found on that mountaintop. It's in the valley of the shadow of death. That's where it is. It's the place that you couldn't go. It's the place that you couldn't walk. And He uses the most sensitive parts and pieces and people in our lives. But the sword of the Spirit is our encouragement. The sword of the Spirit is our inspiration. We hold it up by grace, and the battle is ours. Do you realize that it defeats everything? Every heartache, every sorrow, every longing, every jealousy, every root of bitterness, every insecurity, every doubt. It's more than a conqueror's sword. You think, Lord, why don't I take it always? Sometimes we're ashamed. Sometimes we're fearful. Come on, be honest. Sometimes we think, Lord, it's going to be too hard to do it this way. I got a different plan at this one. I'll get back to that sword. But we're not going to have to do it this way this time, Lord, because it might be a little too painful. Yeah, it's going to be painful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And when this thing cuts, let me tell you something, it cuts all the way through to the very intent of the heart. It's exposed, isn't it? Exposes everything. But always remember that it's the Spirit that's doing it, and the Spirit is full of love. So whenever you think you're wielding this sword and it ain't in love, it's not the sword of the Spirit. It's not. Huh? Amen. Come on. Amen. Know this. Look into the Word, brothers and sisters, and believe all the promises of God. I was thinking every time, praise God, a promise is claimed by grace through faith. And I think of those promises that God by grace brought into my life. I can't really remember salvation, like I said, I just always knew Jesus and knew He's my Savior. I know there was a moment that I asked Him into my heart, but I can't remember. But I do remember when that promise of the infilling of the Holy Spirit hit my life. And how wonderful that was. And then I remember the promise, praise God, that He's going to have a bride at 17 years old. The proposal that had been out there was finally received. And then time and time again, the promises that He would continue to build in my life. Son, you've been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. I can tell you almost the day and the hour that, Lord, you hit me with it. That it became mine. And then I looked back and I said, man. And that was like yesterday again. I never saw it like this before. And I never saw it like that before. Oh, isn't that something how our natural vision, it was like I was looking back there at my own niece. And I couldn't really get your face too much, honey. I was thinking, well, it's got a lot of hair. Got to be Nancy. But the eyes of our understanding to be enlightened. The vision that is coming. I can see through things. Hallelujah. Seeing into things that I could never see before. Oh, what the dove's eyes do, praise His name. But brothers and sisters, when we by faith proclaim those promises by grace, the sword is held even and wielded higher and greater. We know it's not physical strength because, matter of fact, most often it happens just the opposite. But it's always in spiritual strength that the sword is lifted high. And I just say this in closing. Brothers and sisters, it is absolutely vital if we are ever to claim having done all stand. Because we're talking about finally, my brethren. This is having done all stand time. We're about there. No matter how we cut it, we're all about there. But if we're ever going to claim that final say, having done all to stand, I won Him, it will be because this sword was raised high. That the true warrior was crying out with Him, T-L-E-O. It's finished, praise God. It's finished. I'm understanding that more and more. I claim that. I apprehend that in Him, in His life. That is for me and that is for you. That it is finished, praise His name. And you alone, Lord, your grace alone. I am your workmanship alone. This is your armor alone. Amen. That you did it all in me. For Christ in me, Christ in me is the hope of glory. Amen. 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 Let's stand and be dismissed. Praise God.